evening and welcome everyone to Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. It's Granite Ridge Conference volleyball action on a Tuesday night. And the St. Cloud Cathedral Crusaders, the reigning section champions, are in town tonight. Hello, everybody. Rick Grammon with you here as both teams warming up. It's Parents Night. So they have that ceremony between the JV and the varsity matches. And we are about 4 or 5 minutes away from the anthem and starting lineup tonight. St. Cloud Cathedral and Pierce tonight, first conference head-to-head meeting. They'll meet again on October 14th in St. Cloud. There is quite a dividing line in the Granite Ridge Conference when it comes to wins and losses. We'll talk about that when we come back. Also, a visit with head coach Beth Fisher on the pre-match show. It's Pierce St. Cloud Cathedral volleyball tonight on You Are There Sports. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Coors Light, Pierce Co-op, Rainstorm, Johnny C's, Marshick Insurance, Mitchell Prisabilla, Pierce Veterinary Clinic, DR Trucking, Sunrise Ag, Pioneer Lake Neutral, Pierce Ballroom, Central Minnesota Pest Control, Modern Farm, Hennigan Insurance, Pierce Eye Care, Remax, Dave Fisher, Design Electronics, Gertz Concrete, Patrick's Bar, Bootleggers Bar, Select Therapy, Lloyd Lumber, Farmers and Merchants, WPE Electric, Thielen Meats, and Aaron's Auto Body. Once again, thank you for supporting Pierce Legion Park.
All right, welcome back to the MAC as Band Director Joel Poland and the Pep Band just started the school song here, and the crowd rises to their feet. It's Pierce and St. Cloud Cathedral in volleyball tonight as we take a look at Granite Ridge Conference action. This is the only head-to-head conference matchup tonight. A couple of other conference schools are in play, but against non-conference opponents, including Albany, who we saw here just last week. Albany will be at 8th-ranked New London Spicer tonight. That should be a really good match. Zimmerman is up at Crosby Ironton tonight, and Mora is up at Moose Lake Willow River. You look at the Granite Ridge Conference standings. There were 18. Of course, Pierce in their first season, so we're still kind of getting our feet wet here in the Granite Ridge Conference pool, so to speak. But Pierce is one of four teams that have yet to win a conference volleyball match, and there are four teams that have yet to lose a conference volleyball match this season. So split by quite a wide margin. Everybody's played at least three or four matches so far. You've got Malacca and Albany, both 4-0 in the conference. Foley and this Cathedral team are both 3-0 in conference play. Then you've got Pierce and Mora at 0-3 in the Granite Ridge. Little Falls and Zimmerman are 0-4 in the conference. So the Pioneers will look to get off that 0-and statement tonight and put Cathedral into the loss column in the conference. This Cathedral team won the section last year, finished in sixth place in Class AA, losing in the consolation finals to Belle Plaine. They lost to Casson Manorville, defeated Watertown Mayor, then lost to Belle Plaine. in their state tournament run a year ago. Cathedral won the JV match. They had the parents' night introduction, so we're just about set to go here with the opening serve and the lineups for Piers and St. Cloud Cathedral coming up.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Joining me now on the pre-match show is the head coach of the Pioneers, Beth Fisher. Coach, you get St. Cloud Cathedral to start a very busy week for the team here. Important to maybe get this first Granite Ridge Conference win a chance here against Cathedral tonight.
Yeah, we're really hoping that we can. We got everybody back, Courtney back tonight off a sprained ankle, so we're hoping for a good match tonight with hopefully a win.
With the personnel you have on this year's squad, when you're down a player or two, I mean, that really can affect your depth and your options as a coach, what you can do.
Yeah, it can. I do feel like we have a lot of options. We do a lot of switching already, so then it's just keeping some of those girls in all the way around. And, you know, they practice that way, so it's not like they haven't been used to it. So it's not too big a deal, but it is good to have Courtney back, have everybody back.
Is she at full strength, or will she be a little limited tonight, or what's her status?
Well, she's okay to be at full strength, but I don't know that she's really feeling that.
Busy week, like we said. It starts with parents' night tonight, and that's always a big deal to honor the parents of your players and the girls in your program.
Yeah, we really do have a great group of girls, and I know that comes from their parents. So,
you go to Little Falls Thursday, then host the Pioneer Classic here on Saturday here. Nice 8-team tournament here. Last week, you faced some really tough teams. Maybe some teams now would get that little confidence, which is such a big thing in any sport, whether it's volleyball, baseball, football, wrestling, whatever. You know, confidence is big.
Yeah, it is. I think this is a big week for us. We got to try to get over that hump. And, you know, if we struggle this week, then it's going to be a struggle. And if we can make it a good week this week, then I think we'll be on a roll and on the right track.
This is a team that won the section championship, went to the state tournament last year, but probably a lot of turnover from last year's roster. Do you know anything about them and that squad or any of their personnel they bring back?
You know, I didn't really look at who they bring back, but I know that they have been struggling so far this year compared to other years.
All right, Coach. Well, enjoy tonight on Parents' Night, and good luck to the Pioneers on a good week.
All right, thanks.
Coach Fisher with the Piers Pioneers as they get ready to take on the Crusaders here on You Are Their Sports.
This is Bo Labor, head football coach at Stillwater Area High School and a 1997 graduate of South St. Paul High School. You are listening to the high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in one sauce or $5.95 boneless in one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Welcome back to the MAC. We are ready for the first serve, and it's in the hands of Kiara Olish, serving left to right, and this match is underway. And it's the libero taking serve, Liz Hammack. And the first hit is blocked up front by Courtney Strohmeyer. And Pioneers will play it on their side of the net to Ellie Fisher, cross court. And that's delivered off Faith Van Erp. Back to Hammack, and then pushed into the net by Natalie Stang. And the Pioneers are on the board first. Lineup for head coach Glenda Prom and the St. Cloud Cathedral Crusaders. Natalie Stang, 5'9 senior. Faith Van Erp is a 5'9 junior. Addie Funenstein, a 5'10 junior. Stang sends it wide. 2-0 Pioneers. Kayla Sexton is a 5'7 freshman starter. Kate Stangler, 5'10 junior. And their tallest girl is 6'1 sophomore, Caitlin Both. She's in the middle hitter spot right now. Back set from the attack line. Kiara Olish with a dig. Knocked across and in by Ellie Fisher. And the Pioneers take a 3-0 lead over Cathedral. Pioneers have Kiara Olish, Amaya Rushlow, Jaden Schmea, Ellie Fisher, Courtney Strohmeyer, and Emily Sedlowski on the court. That serve will go long. And that's the first point up there for Cathedral now at 3-1. And their serve coming. And in to serve comes number 5. This is Taylor Mathiason, 5'9 senior server. And from in front of the Pierce student section, she sends it across to Rushlow. Here's Sedlowski winding up and sending it long. 3-2. Pierce now lead trimmed to 1. Mathiason again for the tie. To Ellie Fisher, ahead to Olish in the middle, tip and blocked up front by Both. 3-3, Strohmeyer tried to direct the tip, but Both was there. And now for their first lead. Here's Russell dropping down to a knee to play it well. From the back line attack, Schmea finds the back line. Jaden Schmea with a deep attack, and the Pioneers go up 4-3. And now Sedlowski to serve. Emily directs it back to Mathiason in the middle. Both winds up and rips it long. The sophomore. Missed hit, and it's 5-3. Sedlowski serving again. Here's Emily. Back row left. Up to the middle where Van Erp sets. Sent across to Rushlow. In the middle, what do we got? We got somebody in the net. Violation on Pierce. That's a side-out serve coming to the libero, Liz Hammack, a 5'2 senior. And it's Schmea. Good pass up. Olish back to Jaden. Off a tip, and that's a winner for Jaden Schmea. All set up by the start and the feed from Kiara Olish. And now we'll see Ashley Kimmon come in for Amaya Rushlow as the Pioneers have taken a 6-4 lead. Courtney Strohmeyer serving. And Courtney, who missed the last game with an ankle, missed just wide. Down the sideline, tried to sneak it in front of the Cathedral bench. And now Mariah Bankston will check in to serve. Bankston will drop back to the service line. She is a 5'6 senior for Coach Prom. Played down by Katie LeBlanc, who's in the libero spot. And Sedlowski hits it low and in the net. And just like that, we're tied up 6-6 in the first set. Mike Trevick and, or excuse me, Jim Trevick and Dick Hummerding are officials tonight. Here's a long hit from Ellie Fisher on the right side. And Cathedral's got their first lead now at 7-6. Bankston serving again. Couple of step approaches, punches it across to Fisher up to the net. It led Kiara Oler. Somehow she was able to get a finger on it and tip it across. Now that hit will go long from the right side. Faith Van Erp sends it long, and we're 7-7. Here's Mariah Olish checking in for the first time tonight. And Ellie Fisher to serve. Pierce 7, Cathedral 7. Pioneers come in overall 2-6. Cathedral is 6-6. Big windup by Van Erp off a tip. Sedlowski able to get to it. Now Schmea rips it, and that's in. Schmea got the side. 8-7. Pioneers look pretty sharp here tonight early. Their passes are on point. Their hitting is good. And now Ellie Fisher back to serve at 8-7. Just over the net, dug out well by the Cathedral Crusaders. Good block up front by Schmea. Push to Fisher. Ahead, Mariah Olish. For Jaden to get another winner. Schmea started it with the block. Finished it with the kill. 9-7 lead. Good to see a lot of smiles on the girls' faces. They're having fun out there. Cross court, up to the net. Dumped over, Sedlowski was ready and waiting for that. They'll set up Schmea again. Off a block, another winner. And we might get a timeout, and there it is. The Pioneers force a Cathedral timeout in the opener. Pioneers 10, Crusaders 7.
Hey everyone, Jason Sedlowski here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. That fall weather feel is back in the air, so that means school is back and it's getting real close to harvesting those crops we've watched grow this summer. Please make sure you check out our forage inoculant options to maximize your potential of milk production from your forages and make sure your cows are getting fresh, clean water from our Richie Waters. The average dairy cow drinks 30 to 50 gallons of water per day. Sunrise Egg wants to help you out in every way possible to make the most money you can on your farms. We are also having one last butter blowout sale while supplies last. Call Buckman for details. We have lots of things to offer for everyone, so please call us or check us out on the web at www.sunriseeggcoop.com and like us and follow us on Facebook. We thank all of our current and past patrons for their loyalty throughout the years, and we hope to earn your new business today. As always, thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, Pioneers have built a three-point lead, 10-7 here in the first set, prompting a Cathedral timeout, and now back to serve again is Ellie Fisher. And Fisher rips it to Hammock, the libero. Short set in the middle, tipped across. Pioneers have Sedlowski there. Here's Mariah Olish. Good dig back row. Dumped across, and a winner there. Good heads up. Oh, they're going to call a lift. A lift on Faith Van Erp. 11-7, Pioneers by four. Another serve for Ellie Fisher. Good serve. Good dig in the back row. Tipped across to Fisher. Now Mariah Olish. LeBlanc from deep, and that's way too long. Katie sends it beyond the end line, and it's an 11-8 side-out serve. Here comes Maddie Poster into the lineup, the 5'3 junior. Good back row player, excellent setter. Now serving is Kayla Sexton. Long error on the serve. Side out back to Piers at 12-8. And here comes Brakanda Leshinsky in for Sedlowski. Serving is Jaden Schmea. Here's Jaden's run up and into the net. They give it back on the service error from Jaden. 12-9. It's jersey night for the students here tonight, all decked out in whatever athletic jersey they have in the closet. There's a good receive there by Leshinsky. She gets it back from Poster, tips it across, but I think Brakanda went underneath the net. Yes, that is the call. Leshinsky called for in the net. Here's a good dig there by Brakanda, and it's a double hit. So 12-11, and just like that, Cathedral has come back now. Here's Kate Stangler serving for the tie. Stangler and Leshinsky, free ball over. Back to Stangler in the middle. Volt is blocked up front by Ashley Kimmon. Kimmon with the denial makes it 13-11, and now Rushlow will come in for Ashley to serve. Two-point lead. Here's a serve played right near the end line. Tipped across, down to play at Schmea. In the middle, Strohmeyer got a tip, and the Crusaders in the net. 14-11. Pioneers are winning the loose ball points tonight, too. Good serve. Back row to Van Erp. To Hammock. And sent low and in the net by Funnenstein. And the Pioneers are up 15-11 on visiting Cathedral tonight. Rushlow serving. Here's Amaya. Deep. And miss hit. Hammock chasing it, and this will be a free ball from deep. This will give Pearson a chance to attack. Maddie Poster and Strohmeyer just got it over. They weren't really well organized on that attack. There's a big swing, and there's Russell down on the floor to play it, but it's a winner for Cathedral's Faith Van Erp. And now back into the Cathedral lineup is Natalie Stang. Stang replacing Bankston. Pearson 15, Cathedral 12. And this will be Jaden Schmea playing it up to Maddie Poster for Olish. Van Erp is there to Stang. Now left side for Funnenstein. And we got a whistle, and the Pioneers have a net. Net call on the Pioneers. And it's 15-13. Cathedral refusing to let the Pioneers pull away here. There's a knuckleball serve across Jaden Schmea. Here's Leshinsky denied. Natalie Stang up there to provide the defense on the far post. 15-14. And now Van Erp will serve for the Cathedral tie. Just got it over. Russell able to pick it. Now Leshinsky tips it across to the libero. Wind up, and another big dig there by Russell. And nobody comes to get the pass from Maddie Poster. Maddie kind of indicates to her teammates that that was my fault, it was a bad pass. We are tied at 15, a little run here for Cathedral. Little floater, Schmea just got to it to Poster. Now Leshinsky blocked and down. Caitlin Volk with the block. And Cathedral has taken a one-point lead, and the Pioneers are going to use a timeout. 16-15, Cathedral.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Now that school is back in session, are you in need of a new phone for your junior high student who may be just starting sports? Or maybe you're looking for one for a child who is just starting to stay home alone after school. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer. Stop in today and let us evaluate your plan and find the best option for you to get that new phone. Right now, we have great deals on entry-level smartphones, and that means savings for you. Stop and visit us today at Design Electronics and let us get you hooked up with your new Verizon phone today.
All right, coming out of the timeout, the Crusaders have added a point on a tip from Leshinsky that sailed wide, and it's now a 6-0 run for Cathedral. Olish will send it deep up to the net for Van Erp, punching it over, or just a little tap by Funnenstein. Now Mariah Olish and the Crusaders. Funnenstein is into the net. So that stops the 6-0 run. It also brings Ellie Fisher and Kiara Olish off the bench for Maddie Poster and Mariah Olish. 17-16, serving is Kiara Olish. Cathedral white jerseys, black shorts, black numbers. Hammock down on a knee to play it from the libero. Big hit, but Russell with another dig. Amaya playing very well, and we get a lift called, I believe, on Strohmeyer. 18-16, Cathedral. Back to serve goes Taylor Mathiason. Ellie Fisher, good pass ahead. Maddie Poster couldn't quite catch the Crusaders with a little dump over, and the Crusaders get another net call. Net violation on St. Cloud Cathedral makes it 18-17. Pioneers and Crusaders, close one early here. Just set one. Here's the service, and it's long. Hammock, the libero in her blue jersey, let it sail, and it's 19-17, Cathedral. Back row consists of Rushlow, Sedlowski, and Schmay, and the serve goes to Schmay in the far corner. Jaden gets it back from Kiara Olish. Hammock with the dig to Stang, and free balled over to Kiara Olish. Ellie Fisher, Strohmeyer couldn't get to it. 20-17, Crusaders. Need a stop here. Late in the set now. Cathedral's put together 9 of the last 10 points. Here's Strohmeyer wound up, but blocked. Schmea able to get the deflection. Back to Jaden. Cross court, got it. Schmea, there's the stop they were looking for. 20-18. Now Kimmon comes in for Rushlow. Pioneers down 2. Strohmeyer to serve. Courtney to Mathiason, up to Van Erp. Now to Sexton, that's good. Got the back line, 21-18 Crusaders. Both teams have used a timeout. Bankston replaces Stang in the lineup. Serving is Bankston, 5'6 senior. To LeBlanc in the middle. Here's Fisher, got the corner, Ellie. Paints the corner, and it's 21-19. Perfect placement there by Ellie. Now Ellie will serve Mariah Olish for Kiara Olish. Ellie to serve on the whistle. Just over the net, good dig there by Bankston. From deep, Mathiason sends it to LeBlanc, up to Fisher. Left side hit, and a missile from Schmea. Jaden Schmea. Got a perfect set there and delivered the big hit, 21-20. Now Ellie Fisher serving for the tie. Good serve. Hammock, don't let it go. Did not get the top spin I thought it looked like it had, and just continued to sail past the back line. And Cathedral gets the point at 22-20. Serving now for the Crusaders, Kayla Sexton. Sexton to Katie LeBlanc. Sedlowski and Schmea will pass it over. Here comes a deep attack by Van Erp. Good dig there by Sedlowski, and LeBlanc from deep got it over. Up to the net now. Back set. Punched over by Funnenstein. Poster able to play it to Sedlowski. And then slip long by Kimmon. 23-20, Cathedral by 3 now. And Coach Fisher will use her final timeout of this game. It's 23-20, Crusaders in the first.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers.
All right, back at the MAC here in Piers. The Pioneers have a very busy week starting tonight. They'll go to Little Falls Thursday to face the Flyers. And they'll host an 8-team tournament here on Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. We'll get into that a little bit later on, as back to serve again is Kayla Sexton. 23-20 in the first. Sexton serves to LeBlanc. Pass leads Poster into the net, but she got it back to Sedlowski, who sends it across. Now from deep. There was Schmea. Getting it back is Jaden at the net. Blocked but played on a nice cover by Kimmon. Right side, Olish sends it in. Mariah Olish. 23-21. Big point there for the Pioneers. And now Brakanda Leshinsky comes in. Pioneers still trail by two late in the first. Just got it over to... Big hit! Whoa! Olish got the net on her swing. She had a clean shot at it. It would have been a winner, but she contacted the net. And it's game point, Cathedral, 24-20. Leshinsky gets it back, got it off the block. Cathedral, a net violation for the Crusaders, keeps the Pioneers' hopes alive here in the first, 24-22, with Rushlow serving, facing another game point here. Here's Amaya's serve. It's good. Hammock ahead. Back row, low and in the net. Pioneers close the gap. 24-23. Timeout, Cathedral.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Right down to the wire, if this is an indication, we could be here a while tonight. Cathedral 24, Piers 23 in the first set. Both coaches have used up their timeouts. You have to win by two. So this is a big point serving for the Pioneers. If they can tie this one up, we'd go at least extra points. So it's 24-23 Cathedral with the serve. And there's the whistle to alert a Rushlow serve. Amaya to Hammock. Her pass forces a chase, and now Hammock on a free ball. Pioneers will have a chance. And it's Olish from the near side. Dug out nicely. Dumped across to Rushlow. Poster in the middle for Strohmeyer block. There was Schmea down on the floor to play it. Olish across the net. Now Cathedral with Funnenstein. Free balled over by Van Erp. Schmea to Poster. Here's Leshinsky. What do we got? Cathedral has gone into the net. We're going extra points, folks. 24 apiece. Pioneers have come back to tie this at 24. Now for the lead, Rushlow low and didn't crawl over. And it's game point again, only this time Cathedral's got the serve. 25-24, Natalie Stang comes into the front row. And this will be Faith Van Erp to serve for the game. To Rushlow, feeds Poster for Leshinsky. A tip is good, across to Hammock. From deep, and Schmea plays it to Poster. Leshinsky winds up, got it over to Voth. And knocked across, and there's Rushlow down to play it to Poster. Back row, Schmea passes across. Another chance for Van Erp in the middle. Big hit, winner, point, and game, Cathedral. The 6-1 sophomore, Caitlin Voth, finishes it off, but an entertaining first set goes to Cathedral by a score of 26-24. The teams will trade benches. We'll get ready for the second set here at the Mac and Piers on You Are There Sports.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Piers Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months. Is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigganInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
All right, set two just underway, and the Crusaders pick up the first point with a left side attack. And they go up 1-0, and serving is Faith Van Erp, and it's low and in the net to tie it at 1-1. 1-1 with Sedlowski serving, now right to left. And dug out by Hammock. Van Erp in the middle for both, tipped over, and I think it was Jaden Schmea in the net that time. 2-1 Crusaders. And now it'll be Taylor Mathiasen returning. To Schmea, now Rushlow, and Strohmeyer sends it across to Hammock. Up to Van Erp, they chase, they get it deep and too deep. Free ball goes long to tie the second set at 2-2. Some of the other matches tonight, we told you Albany's at 8th-ranked New London Spicer. That should be a heck of a match. Zimmerman's up at Crosby Ironton. Mora at Moose Lake Willow River. Mora will be one of the 8 teams here on Saturday for the Pioneer Classic. Good serve delivered by Strohmeyer, but it's set up, and then Strohmeyer with a dig on the defensive side, and Schmea plays it across. Up to the net. Here's a stang hit to Strohmeyer. Pioneers chasing now. Fisher right in front of the students, and it's up and into the rafters. 3-2 Cathedral, and checking in is Kayla Sexton for both. Hammock to serve. And it's Jaden to Kiara Olish, and from deep pushed across by Ellie Fisher. And the Pioneers will get LeBlanc to dig back row. Here's Schmea wound up and delivered. Jaden Schmea gets the kill. For 8th already, Jaden's hitting well tonight. And now Fisher to serve at 3-3. The chant of ace from the students. Ellie Fisher. Good serve, Hammock. Awkward pass Stang, and then free balled over. Ashley Kimmon to Ellie Fisher. Mariah Olish rips it down off a block. Mariah Olish with the kill, and the Pioneers have taken a 4-3 lead. Ellie Fisher serving again. Katie LeBlanc, Emily Sedlowski, Jaden Schmam, Mariah Olish, Ashley Kimmon on the court. Hammock let it go, and it dropped in. The flag comes down. It's a winner and an ace for Ellie. 5-3. Another serve for Ellie Fisher. 5'6 junior. Daughter of Coach Beth Fisher. Took something off. Good dig back row. Mathiasen went down on the floor to play it. Pioneers get it over. Now Cathedral sets up. Played there by Sexton. Over to Fisher. Olish from deep just passes it across. Libero comes up to pass. Sexton back to Sedlowski. Kim and Schmidt just tipped it over. Here's Stang. Mishit it off the right side of her hand, and it goes into the antenna. And the Pioneers are up 2-6-4 in the second set. It was a 26-24 Cathedral first set win. Fisher again now. Ellie, top spin, and it's returned wide. 7-4, another winner by Ellie Fisher. Fisher gets the whistle. Pioneers by three. Long, 7-4. That'll give it back to the Crusaders now. Stops the run by the Pioneers as Maddie Poster will check in for Ellie. Well, they put the point up on the wrong side. 7-4. As here is Bankston serving. Ooh, ricocheted off. Ashley Kimmon somehow chased down, but the Pioneers couldn't play it. And there's a winner for Mariah Bankston, 7-5. Bankston serving left to right. High floater to the Pioneers. Libero in the back row. LeBlanc, and she feeds it right to Kimmon, who rips it home. Ashley Kimmon down the seam for an 8-5 lead. Now Leshinsky in for Sedlowski on a Pioneers substitution, and it's Jaden Schmea serving. Schmea to serve right to left. Deep, and they elect to go, let it go, and it does go long, bouncing up against the wall. 8-6, Piers by two, and serving is Kayla Sexton. Here's the serve. Just got it over, that drops in front of Leshinsky. Barely made it over the net, but it did, and it's 8-7 now. Cathedral within a point. And Sexton will serve for the tie here in the second set. That one carries to Leshinsky, but her pass into the net, forcing Poster to contact the net. And just like that, we're tied at 8 in the second set. And Cathedral took the opener, 26-24. Another serve for Sexton to Leshinsky, and that's an errant pass. 9-8, Crusaders have taken a one-point lead. Pioneers have changed their defensive look here. Here's a pass that is sent over, and they played it. Now Cathedral chasing. They won't get it. Both teams kind of miscommunicating. A lot of looking at each other, and the Pioneers fortunate to come out of that on top. And we are tied at 9. Here's Rushlow checking in to serve for Ashley Kimmon. With a lead at 9-9, over and down. A winner for Amaya Rushlow, 10-9. So you got Zach Trout in a Baker Mayfield jersey, Robbie Schaefer in a Kyrie Irving jersey. Here's a swing back row by Cathedral. They get it over to Rushlow. Leshinsky off a block, but Brakanda contacts the net. Well, we've seen a lot of net violations tonight, and it's 10-10, both sides. the serve. And it is just over. Leshinsky scrambles to play, and then Olish's pass off target. And Cathedral's back in front, 11-10. Mariah could not direct the pass. And now with a one-point lead, serving again is Kate Stangler, 5'10 junior. Hit the net and goes wide. 11-11 on the service error, and now their libero, Liz Hammock, comes in. Pioneers counter with Kiara Olish and Ellie Fisher. Kiara to serve, tied at 11. And Kiara sends it to Hammock, up to the net. In the middle, both mistimed her jump. She hit it on her downward path and into the net. Pioneers up one, 12-11. Another serve for sophomore, Kiara Olish. Hammock has trouble with that. Crusaders chasing. Hammock on the return, just got it over. Leshinsky for Kiara. For Kimmon, big hit, but Cathedral on their block attempt goes into the net. And the Pioneers are up by two now, 13-11. I would say about 80% of the time when we've had a whistle, it's been somebody in the net. Here's Hammock off a second pass. Funnenstein. And Leshinsky could not handle that. That's a winner delivered by Addie Funnenstein, a 5'10 junior. 13-12 with Faith Van Erp up now in the Cathedral service rotation. Here's her serve, and it's to Jaden Schmea. And Strohmeyer directs her tip. Good job by Stang to go down and play it. Big hit there, and there's Rushlow again. In the middle, Strohmeyer too long, 13-all. Boy, as Amaya Rushlow dug everything hit her way tonight. She's having an outstanding defensive game, 13-all. And that'll be a sprawling save by Schmea, somehow. Nope, it was outside the antennas. The Pioneers went scrambling into the students, almost two rows up and just flipping it over her back, Leshinsky, but it was outside the antenna. And now Cathedral's up, 14-13. That's Rushlow to Olish, and now free ball by Strohmeyer over. Van Erp, left side hit, Funnenstein winner. Addie Funnenstein right down the middle. Timeout for the Pioneers. Cathedral has put together a run. They're up by two, 15-13 in the second.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
All right, back to live action. A long hit by Ellie Fisher results in a now three-point Crusader lead, 16-13. To Rushlow. Kiara Olish, little dump across. Ready for that was Funnenstein. And they'll play it over to Rushlow again. Kiara for Strohmeyer, winner! Nice little back set. And Courtney Strohmeyer finishes 16-14. Here now to serve is Emily Sedlovsky. Spins it back to Stang in the back corner. In the middle, Van Erp. Down to the floor, Kiara Olish. Pioneers get it on their final hit over. Up to the net again, Van Erp. Volth, big hit, winner. Caitlin Volth. Makes it 17-14. And now into service, Taylor Mathiason. Mathiasen replaces Funnenstein. Top spin serve. Schmea sends it right back over. Cathedral has a little trouble, and they will lift. An innocent-looking play, and the Crusaders give up a point. 17-15. Serving now is Strohmeyer, right to left. Here's Courtney's serve. Back row in the middle. Van Erp tripped over. Played by the Pioneers. Wind up and big hit and block. Schmea ripped it, but right there in perfect position was Caitlin Voth. Big block by the sophomore. 18-15. Sinker is good. Ace by the libero, Liz Hammock. 4-point lead now for the Crusaders. Another one that goes off of Sedlowski, and now Cathedral up by 5, 20-15. A late second set push, just like they put on in the first. Emily Sedlowski, Schmea, and then, oh, they miscommunicate between Kimmen and Sedlowski. They both started for it and then backed away. And Coach Fisher needs a timeout. Cathedral 21, Piers 15.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers. Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Welcome back here. Ball in play. 21-15 Cathedral. Sedlowski ahead to Kiara Olish. Left side, Schmea. Good dig back row, Mathiasen for Van Erp. Cross court feed. Dug back row by Sedlowski, but nobody got to it as Schmea sprawls to the court. 22-15 Crusaders now by 7. Liz Hammock serving. Sedlowski to Olish. Now Schmea blocked, played back to Jaden. Up to Ellie Fisher, who sends it across and wide. 23-15. Pioneers have used both timeouts. Hammock now serving. Katie LeBlanc ahead to Kiara Olish. Sedlowski long, and it's game point. Boy, this second game has gotten away from the Pioneers. They were up 15-11, and that's 13 unanswered for the Crusaders. LeBlanc sends Fisher towards the crowd, tipped over by Kimmen. And now Cathedral from across court, dug by Sedlowski to keep it alive. Schmea got the line. Jaden finally ends that long run. Left hit attack by Jaden Schmea makes it 24-16. Olish in. Mariah replaces Kiara. And it's Ellie Fisher to serve. Here's Ellie, who had a good service run in the opener. Hammock up to the net. Free ball to cross to Sedlowski. Her pass takes Fisher into the net, but not quite to the net. And then just a soft little pass over is in by Mariah Olish, 24-17. Pioneers head to Little Falls on Thursday night. Cathedral is against Albany at home on Thursday. Van Erp, left side, and that is just long. Cathedral wants a tip. No, they don't get it. They're asking for it. It's a big swing by Kayla Sexton, but it's 24-18. Trying to keep their set two hopes alive. They'll do it there. Hammock can't handle the serve from Fisher. 24-19. Fisher again serving. Ellie to Hammock. Sends it ahead to Van Erp for Sexton. Into the net. And the Pioneers close it even closer now. 24-20, and Cathedral will use a timeout. Pioneers, facing several game points, will serve at 20-24 when we come back.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's and Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Well, back to serve goes Ellie Fisher out of the Cathedral timeout. Coach Prom has one left. 24-20 Cathedral, they're up a set, and they've got another game point. They've got four of them left here. They've given up about five in a row, though. Mathiasen to Van Erp for Stang, played by Fisher. Sedlowski and Mariah Olish deep across. Hammock for Sexton from the 10-foot line, played by Sedlowski. Here's Jaden Schmea. Mathiasen answers. Up to the net, free ball. Ashley Kimmon comes flying in. And over to the Cathedral Crusaders. They'll set something up. Sexton winds up. And Sedlowski digs off Stang. Winner! Pioneers somehow kept it alive. 24-21. Sedlowski with a tremendous dig. Fisher serving again. Ellie serve. Low, and there's the game. Service error ends this one. Cathedral is now up 2-0. They've both been close, but they've both gone the Crusaders' way. The third is coming up.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher on behalf of the Pierce Legion Park Board of Directors. I would like to take a moment to thank all of our supporters who have banners hanging at our facility. They include Lakes Printing, Trobix Bus Service, Don's Custom Laser, Pierce Villa, Rice Creek, Evergreen Lawn Irrigation, Kenco, Shelley Funeral Home, Northwoods Gutter, Unity Bank, Pierce Family Dentistry, Premium Concrete, Jason Gruber Construction, Horizon Health, Essential Health, Executive Realty, Todd Primusberger, Pierce Commercial Club, United Spray Foam, Pierce Lions, TLC Enterprises, Ritter's Thompson & Olson, Pierce Golf Course. Once again, thank you for supporting Piers Legion Park.
This is Matt Percival, athletics director at Eastview High School and a 1990 graduate of Bloomington Jefferson High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For the best food around, it's the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers. Great food always available, including Taco Tuesdays, soft or hard shell for $1, deep fried for $2. On Wednesday, a one-topping pizza for only $5. Thursday is wing night. Yes, stop in for wings. $4.95 bone-in-one sauce or $5.95 boneless-in-one sauce. They've got all kinds of great sauces available. And then on Friday, a great special. It's their baby back pork ribs, $14.95. And also, all-you-can-eat roasted chicken for $8.95 or chicken and ribs for $13.95. The patio always open. That's at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
All right, just underway here in the third. It's a quick 1-0 start. Cathedral gets a left side hit attack to grab the early lead. And back to serve goes Taylor Mathiason. Two sets to none, Crusaders. Shmaya plays a deep serve. And here comes Fisher passing it over. We got Kelsey Cummings in the lineup now for the Pioneers. And Pioneers will hit it into the net. 2-0 start. Mathiason serving again. Shmaya. Olish in back roll. Rushlow gets it across. From the left side, too long that time from Kayla Sexton. 2-1 Piers on the board. Sedlowski to serve. Just over. Good play there by Van Erp. Cross to Rushlow. Ahead. Here's Shmaya. Off the net and over. Played back row by the libero Hammock, and they won't get it over. And we're tied at two. Service for Sedlowski. High floater to Hammock. Van Erp races over. Hammock free balls it across. Poster. Left side. Shmaya. Good dig, Cathedral, but they call him for a lift. And it's a 3-2 Pioneer lead. They've led in every game. Just haven't been able to pull away. Cathedral has come back in both sets. And there's a low hit by both into the net. I think they gave it to the wrong team. I think it should be. No, they say Piers was in the net. So it is 3-3. Crusaders get the tying point, and their libero, Liz Hammock, to serve. Hammock serving right to left in front of us here. Waiting for the whistle, and there it is. This will be Sedlowski for Shmaya and Cummings on a free ball deep and wide. 4-3 Cathedral now. Serving is Hammock again, the libero. Back row to Shmaya. Kiara Olish passed over, but the Crusaders cover. Van Erp whistled across there by Stangler. At the net, tipped over and in. Natalie Stang with the winner, and it's 5-3 now. Cathedral by two. Good feed by Sedlowski. Got it over to Ellie Fisher, who sends it deep. The libero plays it, and that's going to go just long. Good decision by Emily in the back row. by four. Here comes Ashley Kimmon in. Kimmon for Rushlow. And now Katie LeBlanc in for Cummings. LeBlanc serving down a point in the must-win third set. Katie got it over, back row middle. Up to Van Erp, and no, ooh, free ball over to LeBlanc. Here's Fisher, cross court. Good back row dig by Van Erp. Van Erp again. Over now to Sedlowski. Olish, deep hit by Schmea. Good back row play by Mathiasen to send it right back. Now Schmea again off the top of the net. Played by Van Erp to the libero hammock. Good long rally here. Olish, near side. Fisher winds up and hits it. Too long. 6-4. Pioneers wanted a touch at the net, and they got it. It's overturned. Pioneers make it 5-5 on that ruling. And LeBlanc now will serve for the lead. Katie, high to Mathiasen, forcing Van Erp to chase. Good pass by her to LeBlanc. Now Olish. Here comes Schmea on the attack. Played in the back line by Sexton. Sexton gets it back and delivers off Schmea. Tipped over by Ellie Fisher. Van Erp. And that's going to hit log off the swing by Stangler. Piers by one, 6-5 now. 26-24, 25-21 are the two set scores so far. Hammock into the net on her return. 7-5, a winner for senior Katie LeBlanc. First ace of the night for Katie. A two-point lead, LeBlanc to Mathiasen, up to Van Erp, over to Kiara Olish. Ellie Fisher, here's Schmea, big hit. Jaden Schmea knocks it home. 8-5. Another serve for Katie. Here's LeBlanc, her little one-step approach. And Stang sends it backwards, played by the libero hammock. And they'll just free ball it across, setting up Ellie Fisher's swing. Blocked up front, and a big play up the net by Kate Stangler. Stangler's height won her that point, and it's 8-6. Stang will come out. In is Bankston to serve. LeBlanc, Sedlowski, and Schmea in the back. And it goes to Emily. Ahead to Olish. Schmea got a winner down the middle of the defense. Mathiasen stuck out her right arm, but just made contact, and it flips to the wall for the point. 9-6, Schmea with her 11th kill of the match. Mariah Olish now into the lineup. Here's the serve, Ellie Fisher. Top spin serve, good dig. Back comes Stang. Blocked up front by Kimmon and Schmea. Now Olish on a tip. Good cover there by Mathiasen. Here's Mariah setting. And it carried over, and Schmea able to push it across. Cathedral flips it over to Ellie Fisher. Now Mariah Olish punches it into the students over there. Blake Kowalczyk with the play. Here's Maddie Poster replacing Ellie Fisher. 9-7, Pioneers by two. Service now, right to left. Good serve, and that's going to be somehow just a reactionary send back by Sedlowski, and then mistiming her jump, one of the hitters in the middle. And now Schmea gets a block up front, still alive. Olish flips it over. Van Erp, what do we got? In somebody in the net. Four hits is the call on the Pioneers. Four hit violation, point to Cathedral, and another serve coming for Kayla Sexton. 9-8, serving for the tie. This is LeBlanc, tough pass, and they won't get it over. Went into the net. Poster got a piece of it, but Schmea couldn't get it back from about 20 feet off the net, almost back to the service line. 9-9 now, Sexton serving for a Cathedral lead. Into the net, 10-9. Pioneers regain their advantage. Here's Leshinsky in for Sedlowski. Shmaya serving left to right over in the far corner. And Jaden. Back court to Funnenstein. Good relay across. Leshinsky. Now Maddie Poster on a pass to Funnenstein. Funnenstein gets it back, just bumps it across. Maddie Poster wants Olish on the near side. Mariah sends it deep. Cathedral's in the net. I think that was Kate Stangler. Got caught in the net. Pioneers get the whistle in their favor. 11-9, Piers lead. Must-win game here for the girls. Hammock plays it ahead. And low, and oh, Ashley Kimmon almost had the ace block, and it just rolled off her fingers and dropped on the Piers side. Credit that one to Kate Stangler. 11-10 now. Stangler back to serve. Shmaya to Poster. Olish dumped right back down by Voth. She anticipated that one well. Guessing where the tip was coming, and she was right there. And it's now 11-11. Stangler again. Just over, and that's an ace. Kate Stangler puts the Crusaders up 12-11. Timeout for Beth Fisher and the Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Pier.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Back to live action at the MAC. A miss hit on the left side by Leshinsky puts another point up on the board for the Crusaders. They're up two sets and leading in the third, 13-11. Stangler served. Leshinsky sends it into the crowd. Another Stangler winner, 14-11. Coach Fisher directing her defense. Nice service run being put together by Cathedral's Kate Stangler. Arcing serve that time to LeBlanc. Poster in the middle. Olish. Back row dig there. Getting down to play it. With the Crusaders, Bankston up to the net. Now here's Piers, and they're going to be called for a lift. 15-11, Cathedral in the third. Saturday's tournament here, the Pioneer Classic. It's an 18 field again. Here's LeBlanc off the serve to Poster. Leshinsky from about 2 feet off the net. Dug by Sexton. Here's Van Erp cross court. Shmaya plays it ahead to Poster for Mariah Olish. Now Mathiasen couldn't get to it, and credit Mariah Olish with the kill. Joining Piers here in the tournament on Saturday will be Aiken, Floodwood, Holdingford, Long Prairie Gray Eagle, Mora, Rush City, can't read my own writing, and Zimmerman. Here is the serve from Rushlow, played by Sexton, off for Van Erp to Shmaya. Poster wants Leshinsky on the left side, tipped it over. Cummings is back in the middle. And they got it over her block and into the middle of the defense for a winner. Both again. 16-12, Cathedral. And their serve will come from Faith Van Erp. Shmaya ahead. Here is Kelsey Cummings. Blocked but played. Piers again. Over. And now Van Erp in the middle for Volt. Bumps it to Shmaya. Poster for Mariah Olish. Sexton rattles around in the rafters. Van Erp got to it, and they're going to get that low and in the net. Boy, you don't often see teams able to adjust once it gets up there in the beams. They had a chance. 16-13. Pioneers now to serve. This is Kiara Olish serving. Directs it to the left back. Got it ahead. Van Erp for Stang. Winner. Natalie Stang, a 5'9 senior, snuck it just inside the service line in the middle of the court. 17-13, Cathedral. Pioneers need to reel in the Crusaders here. Serving is Mathiasen. To Fisher, ahead to Poster, back to Ellie Fisher. Too long. 18-13, Cathedral. Pioneers have one timeout left. Coach Prom has both of her timeouts still available. Another service for Mathiasen. This is Rushlow, ahead to Olish, right side. And a big block again as Leshinsky was denied by sophomore Caitlin Vogt. 19-13. Just over the net, down to play it was Rushlow to Cummings. Blocked back to the Pioneer side to Fisher. In the middle, Cummings winds up. That time, Kelsey got it off the block. Cummings able to get it through the block of Vogt that time. 19-14. Now Sedlowski will come in for Leshinsky in a service substitution. Here's Emily's serve and played right back to Pierce. Near side, or far side, there's Schmea down the middle winner. Jaden Schmea with her 12th kill. That's got to be a season high. And it makes it a 4-point set. 19-15, Cathedral. Here's Sedlowski's serve. Backspin over to Van Erp. Big windup, but dug by Rushlow again. Back row off of Van Erp. This will be Sexton way too long. 19-16. Sedlowski serving down three. Back row ahead to Van Erp. Return. Knocked around up front. Olish plays it. Cummings got it over. Vogt. And here's Stang off the block down to Sedlowski. Here's Jaden Schmea. Tipped by Vogt. Down to play it. Sedlowski over the net to Vogt again. Now Cathedral sends it over with Sexton. Pioneers chasing and finally Fisher free balls it over. To Stangler. Over and off Cummings. Boy, both teams in scramble mode there. And it's 20-16, Crusaders now are into the 20s in the third set. Up ahead, off the Sedlowski feed, Schmea hits it low. And it is a 21-16 Cathedral advantage. Serving is the libero, Liz Hammack, right to left. Schmea down to play it sprawlingly. Got it over. Van Erp off the Cummings block. Back to Kate Stangler. Here's a tip over by Stang. Schmea winds up. Back row dig Mathiasen. Van Erp and a hit and a kill. Kayla Sexton makes it 22-16. Cathedral. 3 points from a Granite Ridge Conference sweep tonight. Hammack ready to serve. And it's to Rushlow. Ahead to Olish. And free balled over by Jaden Schmea. Here they set up and off a tip. Schmea able to cover. Kiara back for Schmea. Tipped across to Stang again. Stang mishit it. Natalie Stang. I just hit it over with the fist and hit it low and in the net. 22-17. LeBlanc comes in, the Pioneer libero. Got it over to Mathiasen for Van Erp. Off a block, off a Sexton swing. Pioneers will play it for Ashley Kimmon. She got that off the block. Or did it? No, that hit the net. It certainly changed course. I thought a blocker hit it, but it went the net and wide. So it's 23-17 Cathedral. And serving is Mariah Bankston. Here's her serve. It goes to LeBlanc. Kiara Olish sends it across. Back to Bankston. They'll call her for a lift. 23-18. Here's Mariah Olish for Kiara. It's Ellie Fisher who's been our most consistent server tonight. Ellie, and I say that, she sends it into the net to create match point. 24-8. That's what my hesitation was. I didn't want to say it and finish the thought. I said I'm for sure going to jinx her. 24-18, match point, Cathedral. Serving Sexton. Kayla Sexton to LeBlanc. Right side, Shmaya. Back row dig nicely there by Hammock. Up to the net. They're chasing. They get it over to Fisher. In the middle, Mariah Olish. Over for Jaden Shmaya. Played in the back row by Stangler. Knocked over by Funnenstein. Now Pioneers will get a free ball at the net. Winner. And Cathedral has won this one. 25-18 and taken the match in three sets over the Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is Wes Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's Wes Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hey everybody, it's Sarah here from Design Electronics, your local TV expert, and I want to tell you about Dish TV. If technology, value, and customer satisfaction are important to you, then it's time to cut the cable cord once and for all. Upgrade your TV experience and start saving with Dish today. Drop by Design Electronics in Little Falls, call 320-632-1780, or visit us on the web at www.desrs.com. We are Design Electronics, your locally owned, operated, and trusted satellite TV experts.
Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Well, three tightly contested sets go all to Cathedral tonight. In every set, Pierce had a multi-point lead when it was in double digits in the scoring, but just one stretch, it seemed, in every set, Cathedral was able to string together 6-7 straight points, take control of the set, and close it out. They win 26-24, 25-21, 25-18. They are now 4-0 in the Granite Ridge, and they are 7-6 overall. And Cathedral now will take on Albany in St. Cloud on Thursday. For the Pioneers, they fall to 0-4 in the conference, 2-7 overall. They'll make a short road trip for conference play in Little Falls on Thursday night. You'll hear that one here on You Are There Sports. And then they'll host their tournament here, an 8-team field. That starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning. The teams involved include Aiken, Floodwood, Holdingford, Long Prairie, Gray Eagle, Mora, Rush City, and Zimmerman. So the Pioneers gave it a good go tonight. They were right there in every set, but Cathedral able to withstand and a lot of long rallies and entertaining action tonight. Good energy in the gym, and Cathedral is a team that exits with the victory. So Thursday night, next time out for this Pioneer volleyball team as they will be in Little Falls to face the Flyers. And hope you can join us then. And we'll also have football action for you coming up on Friday. We'll make the trip to Holdingford as the Huskers host the Pioneers. It's parents' night, so they're moving over into the commons area, and they're going to serve parents and players cookies and juice and say thanks to them. So we're going to get out of here as well. Good, entertaining match tonight. Pioneers getting closer and closer all the time to picking up that first conference win. Just wasn't to be tonight. As Cathedral sweeps 26-24, 25-21, and 25-18. We'll see you Thursday night in Little Falls, everybody.